Small Biz Central.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment is a business leader with a fascinating family business story. Mike Eaton is the CEO of Eaton Springs, and since 1937, the company has manufactured leaf and coil springs. These are those springs that give your car that ride you feel as you drive. Today, Eaton Springs is the only spring manufacturer to have been licensed by both Ford Motor Company and General Motors to produce authentic factory replacement springs and parts. Joining us on the line from Detroit, Michigan, is the CEO of Eaton Springs, Mike Eaton. Mike, welcome to the program.
David, thank you very much for having me today. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Take us back to Detroit. It's 1937, and this new company called Eaton Springs was founded by the Eaton family. Was it your grandfather?
It's my grandfather and grandmother founded it. It was the aftermarket division of Detroit Steel Products. Detroit Steel Products was the OEM manufacturer for Ford Motor Company.
Wow.
And back in 1937, Ford Motor came to the owner of Detroit Steel Products and told them, you're either going to compete with us by having an aftermarket division, or you're going to be our supplier by being the OEM manufacturer. The choice is yours. Well, they kind of knew a good thing when they saw it, so they got rid of their aftermarket division.
Yeah.
My grandfather was running it at the time, and they came up to him and says, Frank, you want to buy it? And he says, okay, so he did.
Wow.
Signed an agreement back in November 1st of 1937, which I still have the copy of. Bought the company lock, stock, barrel, equipment, everything, customer list, everything for $25,000. Took them 14 years to pay it off.
Right. Unbelievable. When did you take over the wheel at Eaton Springs, and how did you initially get involved or interested in joining the family business?
I came here in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, the family members were starting to die off, and my father had retired because of a bad heart, and I was off doing my own thing, and he says, why don't you just come here and kind of help me and keep an eye on it? I had absolutely no interest in the business at all.
Yeah.
And so I came here in 1977 I came here. It was 1979. My father, I got a phone call. It says he dropped dead of a heart attack.
Wow.
So it went from just being here, kind of helping him oversee things and kind of learning the business, to all of a sudden the widows, that's all who were left in the family, says, why don't you run it for us?
Yeah.
Until we sell it. And I says, okay, that sounds like a good idea to me. And so I did. But then under my control, when I could do things the way I wanted to do them, the way I thought they should be done, I says, you know what? I think I found a buyer for this business. I'll buy it from you. And it took them 6 years to be finally convinced that I was the right person to buy it. And I bought it in 1985.
Interesting. So it was inside the family, but an arm's length transaction. You mentioned offline that the company was in a real crisis when you did take over. If you don't mind sharing, what was the nature of the crisis from a business perspective, and how did you manage the company through it?
Well, the biggest crisis was, it had been run so many years as kind of a hobby, not a business. And that finally catches up to you. And then the big crisis came. Air suspension started to take over. See, back in the early days and into the mid-'80s, early 90s, we were heavy-duty truck. All the semis running down the road all used steel springs.
Mm-hmm.
These are the springs we made. Anything weighing from 100 to 250 pounds. That's the product we made.
Wow.
And then about the time I bought it in 1985, air suspension started to come on hot and heavy. So here, in essence, I had bought a buggy whip company. We were making products that were going away. Antique springs and street rod springs were about 0.5% of our market.
Wow.
And I says, you know, we've got the equipment, we've got the furnaces, we've got over 24,000 original blueprints dating back into the 1890s. I think, you know, maybe we have something here. So we started to investigate the antique market, people restoring cars. I had an interest in it, but didn't really pursue it at the time, couldn't afford to. And we found out there was really nobody out there making springs for these vehicles. So we started doing some advertising. And about the time the first ad hit the market, you can say that the rest was history. That end of the business just took off, and within a couple of years, we were no longer doing heavy-duty truck. We were doing strictly antique and restoration springs. We had gone from a local Detroit area market to we now ship worldwide, have dealers around the world.
So in new vehicles, we're now into air suspension, and I'm not an auto enthusiast, so you'll have to help me here.
Yeah, that was on truck, was on air suspension.
So is truck, yeah, yeah. How about automobiles? Is it different there?
Automobiles, back in the 70s and early 80s, 60s, 50s, 40s, all used leaf springs.
Okay.
And started in the 60s, they started moving over to coil springs, both front and rear. I think all automobiles today are coil springs, light-duty truck, vans, et cetera. They're still leaf springs, and we supply springs for those products.
How many different products does Eaton Springs make today?
Two. Leaf springs, coil springs.
And just the two. So, in other words, there aren't subcategories of those. It's just two basic parts that you make. That's nice, simple.
Oh, there's a bunch of different versions of them.
Okay.
But
well,
they're just two products.
All right.
Of those different versions, OEM, the original equipment manufacturers over the years have put out about 24,000 different designs, which we have the specs on.
I see.
Now, from that, we custom make, and we can make umpteen versions of every design out there. So the total number of part numbers we have, I've got no idea.
Okay, so it's
in
way.
The hundreds of thousands.
It's in the hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
Who's the large part of your customer base today? I think you've answered the question to some extent. Is it the antique car enthusiast?
Yes, by a long shot.
Okay.
People restoring the cars right back to the original, or doing what we call resto-modding, or what's called resto-modding.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking an old car and trying to bring it up to today's standards, ride, changing the ride height, changing the ride quality, changing engines, changing transmissions.
Yeah, yeah. We're visiting with Mike Eaton. He's the president of Eaton Springs, located in Detroit. The website, www.eatonsprings.com. I wanted to get your view on the big three. We're sitting here in December of 08, a difficult period for American auto industry in general. Where did they go wrong?
In my opinion, they lost sight of who their customer was. They stopped paying attention to what the people wanted and started saying, well, here's what you want, instead of listening to what the people were telling them.
Yeah.
If I was in charge, my first step I would do is fire their whole marketing staff. I don't think they got a clue of what the hell customers want.
So they just didn't listen, and they built what they wanted to. Is it that simple?
They didn't listen. They built what they wanted to. They had a preconceived notion of who they wanted to buy their product. I think when you're in business, you take a very simple approach to who's buying your product, and that's the person with money. Maybe they're not going to use your product the way you think it should be used, but darn it, they got money and they want to buy it, sell it to them, as long as they're not using it illegally. Let them have it.
Is there a way out?
I think there is, yeah.
Okay.
These guys, why I think nobody's in charge. They're not stupid people. And I think our government is they can posture all they want and huff and puff and blow smoke all they want, but they're going to end up doing the right thing. I don't like the term bailout. They need to call it what it is, and that's a loan. They're going to loan them money, get them out of trouble. It's happened before.
Yeah.
And it will happen again.
Do you think the technology will be forced to change? Certainly it will, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Technology of how we make these products.
The technology is changing. Get into new cars that are made. They're just amazing what they are and how they ride, what they have. They're just great vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, and finally, just wanted to get sort of a tour and maybe a sense of the direction of your business. Are you in a growth trajectory? What's on the horizon for Eaton Springs?
We can't keep up with the market. There's so many things out there that we get involved in and are getting involved in, and so much need for our product.
Wow.
People say, I didn't know you guys were around, or I didn't know this was available anymore. And I and my whole staff, we're the kind of people that we look there and say, you know what? There's a market over here. We could be selling springs over there.
How many people are involved with your operation? How big is what's the scope of the business?
We have 14 people.
14. And how do your customers find out about you? I guess through shows like SEMA and others like it?
Shows like SEMA, other shows that we do. We do about, I think, close to about 20 different shows a year.
Yeah.
Plus our advertising, our website. Do a search on Google for Leaf Springs. We come up one, two, or three.
That's great. Oh, great. It's a great story, a fabulous business, and it sounds like it's quite vibrant. Mike Eaton has been our guest. He's the president of Eaton Springs, located in Detroit, Michigan. That website, www.eaton, that's E-A-T-O-N, springs.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
David, it was a pleasure.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.